Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, Organizational Structure Authority Members Management Team Captain Chester Vu. Chief Executive Officer. Captain Chester Vu Chi Soon was appointed as the Chief Executive Officer of CAAM effective on 1 June 2020. Captain Chester Vu started his commercial flying career with Malaysia Airlines in 1993 as a cadet pilot. Over a career of 27 years, he has flown the Boeing 737, Airbus A330 and the Airbus A320. He has accumulated a total of 14,500 commercial jet hours on these aircraft. He also served AirAsia Berhad in the last 12 years and has achieved various management roles with the airline. He has served in the capacity of ground instructor, crew resource instructor, type rated examiner, training manager, chief pilot operations and finally director flight operations. He is known to be a humble and approachable leader with a keen attention to detail. With this vast experience and acumen, Captain Chester Vu is entrusted with the role to drive CAAM to greater heights while improving the country's efficiency, safety, and security of civil aviation to a world-class standard. Captain MD Yani Bin MD Dom. Quality and Standards. Director of Quality and Standards. Captain MD Yani MD Dom graduated from University of Akron, Ohio, USA with a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering in May 1987. He joined the Royal Malaysia Air Force (RMAF) from 1989 until 2003 as a helicopter pilot. Throughout his career in RMAF he became a qualified helicopter instructor and later examiner before leaving RMAF in 2003 to join Malaysia Helicopter Services (MHS). On 1 August 2005, he joined the Department of Civil Aviation (DCA) and now CAAM. Captain Yani has amassed more than 4,000 hours mostly on various types, conservative and modern, single and twin-engine helicopters. In the early days of his flying career, he flew nearly 200 hours on fixed-wing aircraft. With DCA, he joined as a flight operations inspector and later appointed as the director of flight operations, overseeing certifications and surveillance in relations to the safety of aviation industry in Malaysia. Apart from that, he was responsible for introducing various flight operations directives (FOD) which mirror the EASA regulations in 2016. Presently, as Director of Quality and Standards, he is tasked to adopt and streamline all CAAM regulations and requirements to match ICAO annexes into a new documentation system called Civil Aviation Directives, CAD. In addition to addressing future ICAO Universal Safety Oversight Audit Program, USOAP, he is also coordinating efforts towards corrective action plan on FAAIASA audit findings with the ultimate goal of regaining Category 1 soonest possible. Captain Yani is currently the National Continuous Monitoring Coordinator (NCMC) for USOAP and National Coordinator for Universal Security Audit Program (USAP) under ICAO. Zainal Abidin bin Maslin, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, Deputy CEO, Regulators. Zainal Abidin bin Maslin was appointed as the Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Regulator, of the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia on 27 July 2020. In this position, he is responsible for the full range of aviation safety and security regulatory activities. Previously, he was the director of Air Navigation Standards Division where he holds extensive knowledge and has over 15 years of experience in the field of civil aviation safety oversight in Air Navigation Services (ANS). Prior to that, he had 19 years of working experience as an air traffic controller at various air traffic control units. Zainal is a qualified civil aviation safety inspector in the areas of air traffic services, aviation meteorology, aeronautical charts, instrument flight procedure design, search and rescue and aeronautical information services. In the establishment and implementation of safety oversight, he has been involved in drafting directives and procedures, conduct trainings, as well as plan and implement the authorization and surveillance of service providers. Apart from that, he was also the team leader for the ANS team in preparation for ICAO Universal Safety Oversight Audit Program Continuous Monitoring Approach (USOAP CMA) in 2016. Additionally, he had represented the ICAO Asia Pacific Regional Office in assistance missions for Southeast Asia as ANS subject matter expert. Noor Izzar bin Baharin, Deputy CEO, Operations. Noor Izzar bin Baharin carries with him more than 37 years of experience in the aviation industry, where he spent 35 years as an air traffic controller since June 1985. He was transferred to DCA headquarters in 2000 as Principal Assistant Director, Search and Rescue, and he had served in various positions in the air traffic management sector before his appointment as the Division Director. Throughout his service in air traffic management sector, he has contributed significantly to the growth and development of search and rescue (SAR) operations in the country. He was entrusted to head and lead the search operations as search mission coordinator in various SAR operations, including the search for MH370. During his time in air traffic management sector, Izzar was deeply involved in the planning of Air Traffic Service (ATS) and head the Communications, Navigation and Surveillance, Air Traffic Management (CNS, ATM) modernization project for the country. The main objective of this project is to provide Malaysia with air navigation service systems with competitive capacity based on current global standards and changes in aviation technology, and to reduce current performance limitations and obstacles while meeting stakeholders' needs. This project procures a new air traffic control system to be installed in new air traffic control center to enable the provision of air traffic control services with coverage of service areas nationwide in the central and regional sectors with various flight control towers. The various sub-projects are consistent with the operational plans for this project. For to his leadership and strategic foresight, Izzar was appointed as the Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Operations, of CAAM on 27 July 2020. Captain Noor Azman bin Mahmood, Flight Operations, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Captain Noor Azman Mahmood carries with him more than 29 years of experience in the aviation industry. His illustrious career includes flying multiple fleets of B-737, B-747 and A-330 aircraft, and was the first pilot in Malaysia to be rated on the A-350 aircraft. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Captain Noor Azman first attained his pilot wings in 1990 and began his flying career with the country's national carrier, Malaysia Airlines, in 1991. He received training from the Civil Air Training Academy Australia and was later seconded to the Department of Civil Aviation (DCA) in 2005. During his extensive career with Malaysia Airlines, he had served as an examiner for B-737, A-330 and A-350 aircraft and fleet captain wide body. He was appointed as the Chief Pilot Fleet Operations of Flight Operations at Malaysia Airlines from 2017 to 2020, where he was responsible for leading the efficiency of line operations and contributed in enhancing the flight operations process via technology transformation. Captain Noor Azman is currently the Director of Flight Operations of CAAM. In this position, he leads the division with four pillars of strategies, namely, digital transformation, documentation, training, and collaboration to revolutionize CAAM in line with its vision to be the world's leading aviation authority. Nasiruddin bin Zainal Abidin, Air Traffic Management. Nasiruddin Zainal Abidin first joined the Department of Civil Aviation (DCA) back in 1984 as an air traffic controller right after graduating from the University of Technology of Malaysia, where he studied civil engineering. He attended all the necessary courses and had served several ATC towers and air traffic control center in Peninsular Malaysia as an air traffic controller and senior air traffic controller. Among other positions he held includes EPO DCA Manager, KLATCC Watch Manager, KLATCC Chief of Airspace and Procedures, ATCC Deputy Director and Deputy Director, Operations, of Air Traffic Management, ATM, before assuming the current position as the Director of Air Traffic Management on 2 September 2020. Nasiruddin still retains his approach surveillance rating at KLATCC and clocks a minimum of 24 hours of operational duties each month. During his tenure, he has been involved in various projects such as new Ipoh Airport development, setting up of Johor Surveillance App Unit, KLIA-2 Air Traffic Management Operations Plan, ATMOP, project, new KLATCC Project Management Team, KK4 Upgrading Projects and also chairs the new KLATCC ORAT Team. He represented Malaysia in a few task force groups under ICAO Regional Office, co-chairs a number of bilateral ATM meetings with adjacent state and ATM. Nasiruddin takes the leadership role in driving the ATM division to realize CAAM's mission in ensuring safe, efficient and professional air traffic services within Malaysia airspace, regionally and globally. Colin Joshua Melling, Airworthiness. Colin Joshua Melling's career in aviation started in 1989 when he graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Aerospace Engineering and Bachelor of Science in Aeronautics, Aircraft Maintenance Engineering, from St. Louis University, Missouri, USA. While studying for his bachelor degree programs, he also obtained a FAA Airframe and Powerplant (ANP) mechanic license. This strong educational background and qualification have equipped him with a good understanding and knowledge of both worlds, i.e. aircraft design and maintenance. In the year 2001, he pursued a master's degree in aircraft airworthiness and aviation safety at the French National University for Civil Aviation, ENAC, École Nationale de l'Aviation Civile, Toulouse, France. He completed a 6-month internship program at Airbus, Toulouse. Colin joined DCA in September 1991 as an aircraft surveyor attached to the Flight Calibration Unit, Subang Airport. In 1994, he was transferred to the Airworthiness Division to support the design certification and engineering functions. A seasoned aviation professional with close to 30 years of experience in CAAM, he is well-rounded, result-oriented and has a passion for process improvement. In September 2020, he was appointed as Director of Airworthiness and leading an experienced cross-functional team who are highly motivated and committed to their work to ensure that safety is the top priority. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, Suresh A. LVB Menon. CAAM Peninsular Malaysia. Suresh Menon first joined the civil service as a trainee air traffic controller in 1984. In his career spanning over 35 over years, he's held a wide range of roles in air traffic management (ATM). From 1985 to 2008, he mainly worked in an air traffic control tower with experience in en route procedural control. His early career saw him involved as an OJT trainer, training officer, ATM checks and standards officer and in safety management systems (SMS). During his tenure as an SMS officer, he oversaw the training needs for over 700 ATC staff countrywide between the year 2005 to 2009. Since 2009, he has been actively involved in CNS ATM project management and was appointed as the project manager for CNS ATM matters in CLIA 2 Air Traffic Control Tower project and currently appointed as a project member for the new Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. In 2018, Suresh was given the trust to steer the operations in KLIA Control Tower as Deputy Director of Operations, regulating 130 ATCOs, 3 control towers, systems, procedures, training and projects. In 2020, he was promoted to his current position as CAAM Regional Director of Peninsular Malaysia. Dr. Zainal Fuad bin MD Wahi. Aerodrome Standards, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Dr. Zainal Fuad bin MD Wahi carries with him more than 30 years of experience in the aviation industry, stamping his mark with his profound leadership and dynamism. He received his early education at Sultan Abdullah Primary School in Kuantan before continuing his secondary education at Victoria Institution Kuala Lumpur. After obtaining his first degree in veterinary medicine, he went on to Cranfield University in United Kingdom where he completed his Master's of Science in Aviation Management. Upon his return to Malaysia, he joined DCA in 1987 as an air traffic control officer and has worked in various divisions within DCA. Thereafter, he was appointed as the Director of Aerodrome Standards in 2005, a position he still holds to this day. Throughout his time in DCA, before the transformation to CAAM in 2018, Dr. Zainal has contributed significantly to the growth and development of airports, more specifically, ensuring the safety and efficiency operations for public safety in the vicinity of aerodromes. He pioneered and launched the aerodrome certification program that escalated international airports and domestic airports in Malaysia to international standards. Subsequently, he was entrusted to provide technical assistance for the implementation of similar program in neighboring countries. On top of that, he also introduced the airport standard directives that outlines required standards and recommended practices to be consistently applied and adapted in provision of infrastructure and facilities for the achievement of required service levels at airports in Malaysia. Apart from that, Dr. Zainal also encouraged and facilitated the establishment of airstrips for general aviation and aviation sports purposes when these aviation activities were no more possible to be efficiently accommodated at commercial airports. Sungai Rambai Aerodrome and Burnham River Aerodrome are among those airstrips, while existing airstrips at Sungai Tiong, Pahang, Sitiawan, Perak and Segamat, Johor are some others that are recognized as potential airstrips for general aviation. With his vast experience in aerodrome operations, Dr. Zainal holds the position as chairman of the National Airport Facilitation Committee, where he is responsible for the policies and implementation of interagency coordination for the efficient processing of passengers at airports whilst effectively managing aviation security, passenger services and border control. Besides that, he is also the chairman of the National Airport Wildlife Hazard Committee. In this position, he is responsible for the policies and the implementation of interagency coordination for the control and mitigation of risks created by wildlife that are detrimental to safe aircraft operations at airports in Malaysia. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, Hud bin Mustafa. CAAM Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. Hud Mustafa began his career as an air traffic controller (ATC) in 1983 upon graduating from University Teknologi Malaysia. He had attended and completed all the ATC and aviation-related courses throughout the years of his service and had served at Alor Setar and Johor Bahru Airport. He also previously served as Subang Tower Manager, an ATC examiner as well search and rescue mission coordinator. He was appointed as head of KL Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Center for Kuala Lumpur Flight Information Region (KLFIR) in 2014 and has been based in Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center (KLATCC) in Subang since 1994. He holds a valid approach radar rating for KL Terminal Control Area (TMA) and is still an active ATC. He had previously presented Malaysia in various bilateral aviation consultative meeting with neighboring countries. Hud specialized in ATC operational duties throughout his 37 years of service with DCA and CAAM. He was appointed as director of Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center in 2020. As the director of KLATCC, he is responsible for the provision of air traffic control services within KLFIR to all of CAAM's stakeholders. With the strength of almost 300 controllers working throughout the year, he hopes to transform KLATCC into the best air traffic control center in the region by providing a safe and efficient conduct of flight within KLFIR. Muhammad Hafiz bin Salah, Aviation Security. Muhammad Hafiz bin Salah was first appointed as the Director of Aviation Security (AVSEC) in September 2020. Prior to this position, he was the Principal Assistant Director, responsible for the airline unit and organizational development. He first joined public service in 2003 with the Department of Civil Aviation (DCA) Malaysia and later CAAM. Hafiz graduated with a Bachelor of Social Science, International Relations, from University Malaysia Sabah and obtained a Diploma in Public Administration from Institut Teknologi Mara. He had previously participated in the Seminar on Aviation Security under the International Cooperation Program of the Government of Japan. Throughout his career in aviation security and transporting dangerous goods by air, Hafiz has led a range of large transformation projects on civil aviation security regulation with a strong focus on rebuilding AVSEC and transporting dangerous goods by air, as well as organizational cultures on delivering meaningful and long-term performance. His main concern is to ensure AVSEC's competitiveness and advancement and the combination of educational, experience and enforcement mechanisms that needs to be integrated. He also looks into the efficient and effective operations of regulated entities and proceed all matters in the field of aviation security and the transportation of dangerous goods by air. Rotizid bin Arifin, Air Navigation Services Standards. Rotizid bin Arifin was appointed as the Director of Air Navigation Services Standards Division of CAAM on 2 September 2020. He holds a diploma in land survey from University Technology Malaysia. He first began his career in Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, in 1983 as an air traffic controller. He has served various divisions in DCA over the period of 37 years, such as the airport manager of Lahad Datu Airport, chief of Kuala Lumpur Aeronautical Search and Rescue Coordination Center, instructor of Malaysia Aviation Academy, aerodrome operations inspector of Airport Standards Division and deputy director of Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. He is a multi-rated air traffic control officer and a qualified search and rescue mission coordinator. He still holds a valid air traffic control license and ratings. He is also a former vice chairman of Aerodrome Operations and Planning Subgroup, ICAO Asia and Pacific Region. Ling Sui Ing, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. CAAM Sarawak. Ling Sui Ing's career in aviation spans 33 years after joining the Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, back in 1988 as an air traffic controller, ATC. Upon graduating with a Bachelor of Science from University Kebangsaan Malaysia in 1986, he briefly taught at SMK Vocational Betong, Sarawak before pursuing a career in aviation. A highly trained ATC, Ling holds an aerodrome control rating, approach control, non-radar rating, area control, non-radar rating, area radar rating as well as approach radar rating. Prior to his current position, Ling rose up the rank by being promoted as the supervisor of Kuching Air Traffic Control Center to Principal Assistant Director, then the Deputy Director of Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center before assuming his current position as the Regional Director of CAAM Sarawak since 2011. Under his tremendous leadership, CAAM Sarawak's operation has improved by leaps and bounds and continues to provide one of the best air service navigation to operators. Captain Jamaluddin Tambi Chik, Flight Calibration, Jonli bin Idek, CAAM Sabah. Jonli bin Idek was appointed as the Regional Director of CAAM Sabah on 1 January 2018. He attended University of Wisconsin-Madison, USA, majoring in geology and geophysics. As a student of earth sciences with a deep interest in nature, he spent some time traveling to British Columbia, Yukon Territory and Alaska and a summer with the Native Americans in the Navajo Nation. After graduating with a Bachelor of Science in 1985, he worked briefly at the Geology Department in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah. In 1987 he embarked on a career in civil aviation by joining the Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, as a cadet air traffic control officer, ATCO. From there on, he obtained ratings as aerodrome, approach, area radar controller and qualified as a SAR mission coordinator. He has accumulated many years of experience as an ATCO, watch manager, chief check officer and ATC investigation officer at Kota Kinabalu ATCC. He represented DCA Malaysia at various ICAO regional meetings on air traffic management. In 2002 he was appointed as the DCA manager, Kota Kinabalu, where he oversaw the transitioning of the old DCA tower operation to its present location. In 2011 he was appointed as the deputy director Region 1, Peninsular, and was based in Subang until 2015. In this position, he chaired amongst other tasks, the DCA ISO Committee for ISO, IEC 27001-2005 certification in 2014 and attended the Crisis Management and Contingency Planning at GTC Training, United Kingdom in September 2014. Jonli returned to Sabah in 2015 and assumed the position of Deputy Director and subsequently as Acting Director in 2017. In 2018 he was appointed as Regional Director and saw the transition of DCA to CAAM Sabah as it is today. John Lee has a deep personal conviction in the preservation of nature as he believes the natural assets that we have today are borrowed from future generations. He intends to spread that passion amongst the staff of CAAM Sabah. D.G. City Noor Jahan Binti Ag Mode Safi. Management Services. D.G. City Noor Jahan Binti Ag Mode Safi is currently the Director of Management Services, which oversees human resource management, asset management, information and communication technology, development and project management, procurement and training. She graduated from University Tanaga Nasional in 2002 with a bachelor degree in business administration, HANS. D.G. City Noor Jahan began her career in civil service in 2003 as assistant director at the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. She was later promoted as principal assistant director at the Ministry of Education before moving to Economic Planning Unit, Prime Minister's Department. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Among her many expertise includes public policy, human capital development, community development, education, social science and consumer protection. Known for her humble, kind and exemplary leadership, D.G. City Noor Jahan is a master holder in consumer science with extensive experience in various fields. Prior to joining CAAM, she was the Deputy Director, Community Development, Social Services Division at the Ministry of Economic Affairs. Since her appointment into CAAM, she has brought massive improvements to the day-to-day management process for CAAM and continues to bring change for the better. Khairul Aamali bin Ismail, Malaysia Aviation Academy. Khairul Aamali bin Ismail was appointed as the Director of Malaysia Aviation Academy, MAVA, on 2 September 2020. He first joined the Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, Malaysia in 1995 and obtained all ATC ratings in 2003. Prior to his appointment, he served as the permanent representative of Malaysia on the Council of ICAO in Montreal from September 2017 until March 2020. He was elected as the Vice Chairman of Technical Cooperation Committee, Member of Air Transport Committee, Montreal Group, Forum Group and Edward Warner Award Committee. During his tenure, Malaysia garnered the highest number of votes since 2007 in the election of an ICAO Council member seat for the term of 2019 to 2022. He is vastly experienced in CNS, ATM, HR and operations matters where he holds several multidisciplinary assignments. He has represented DCA at various levels at bilateral and multilateral meetings and symposiums. Khairul has a holistic understanding of the aviation industry and in-depth experience on diverse aviation project management and operations. He holds a bachelor degree, HANS, of science fishery from University Putra Malaysia. His vision for MAVA is to become a hub on all aspects of civil aviation training through systematic and comprehensive approach. Ida Nurdiana Binti Che Kamaralzaman. Legal Advisor. Mode Fadli bin Abid Hadi. Finance Management. Mode Fadli bin Abid Hadi has an extensive experience in various fields from both private and public sector, ranging from quality management, government procurement, public administration and finance. Before joining the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, CAAM, he had almost 12 years experience in public sector holding multiple positions in the Ministry of Home Affairs, Department of Immigration, and Department of Civil Aviation, and had also been given the opportunity to serve in Diplomatic Corps from 2011 to 2012 where he held the role of Immigration Attaché at the Malaysia High Commission in Islamabad. A certified ISO 9001 auditor himself, he played a key role in the migration process of immigration's quality management system from ISO 9001-2000 to IS 09001-2008. Currently, he holds a crucial task in assisting CAAM in the area of finance operation and its related functions. Fadli's strong background in computing and experience in finance and quality management provides him the required knowledge to effectively perform his role. Fadli graduated second class upper in BSc. Computer Science, Software Engineering, from University Putra Malaysia and had also obtained his post-degree diploma in public administration from the National Institute of Public Administration, INTAN. A firm believer in the importance of continuous learning, he had attended various courses throughout his career, notably leadership in finance, Harvard Business School, and Civil Aviation Authority Senior Management course organized by IATA. Nerelia Anis Binti A. Flat Rahim. Corporate Communications. Nick Masidi bin Nick Haran at Nick Arif. Integrity. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, BAC. More of our management team view all management team Captain Chester Vu. Chief Executive Officer. Captain Chester Vu Chi soon was appointed as the Chief Executive Officer of CAAM effective on 1 June 2020. Captain Chester Vu started his commercial flying career with Malaysia Airlines in 1993 as a cadet pilot. Over a career of 27 years, he has flown the Boeing 737, Airbus A330 and the Airbus A320. He has accumulated a total of 14,500 commercial jet hours on these aircraft. He also served Air Asia Berhad in the last 12 years and has achieved various management roles with the airline. He has served in the capacity of ground instructor, crew resource instructor, type rated examiner, training manager, chief pilot operations and finally director flight operations. He is known to be a humble and approachable leader with a keen attention to detail. With this vast experience and acumen, Captain Chester Vu is entrusted with the role to drive CAAM to greater heights while improving the country's efficiency, safety, and security of civil aviation to a world-class standard. Captain MD Yani bin MD Dom. Quality and Standards. Director of Quality and Standards. Captain MD Yani MD Dom graduated from University of Akron, Ohio, USA with a Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering in May 1987. He joined the Royal Malaysia Air Force (RMAF) from 1989 until 2003 as a helicopter pilot. Throughout his career in RMAF he became a qualified helicopter instructor and later examiner before leaving RMAF in 2003 to join Malaysia Helicopter Services (MHS). On 1 August 2005, he joined the Department of Civil Aviation (DCA) and now CAAM. Captain Yani has amassed more than 4,000 hours mostly on various types, conservative and modern, single and twin engine helicopters. In the early days of his flying career, he flew nearly 200 hours on fixed-wing aircraft. With DCA, he joined as a flight operations inspector and later appointed as the director of flight operations, overseeing certifications and surveillance in relations to the safety of aviation industry in Malaysia. Apart from that, he was responsible for introducing various flight operations directives (FOD) which mirror the EASA regulations in 2016. Presently, as Director of Quality and Standards, he is tasked to adopt and streamline all CAAM regulations and requirements to match ICAO annexes into a new documentation system called Civil Aviation Directives, CAD. In addition to addressing future ICAO Universal Safety Oversight Audit Program, USOAP, he is also coordinating efforts towards corrective action plan on FAA-IASA audit findings with the ultimate goal of regaining Category 1 soonest possible. Captain Yani is currently the National Continuous Monitoring Coordinator (NCMC) for USOAP and National Coordinator for Universal Security Audit Program (USAP) under ICAO. Zainal Abidin bin Maslan, Deputy CEO, Regulators. Zainal Abidin bin Maslan was appointed as the Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Regulator, of the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia on 27 July 2020. In this position, he is responsible for the full range of aviation safety and security regulatory activities. Previously, he was the director of Air Navigation Standards Division where he holds extensive knowledge and has over 15 years of experience in the field of civil aviation safety oversight in Air Navigation Services (ANS). Prior to that, he had 19 years of working experience as an air traffic controller at various air traffic control units. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Zainal is a qualified civil aviation safety inspector in the areas of air traffic services, aviation meteorology, aeronautical charts, instrument flight procedure design, search and rescue and aeronautical information services. In the establishment and implementation of safety oversight, he has been involved in drafting directives and procedures, conduct trainings, as well as plan and implement the authorization and surveillance of service providers. Apart from that, he was also the team leader for the ANS team in preparation for ICAO Universal Safety Oversight Audit Program Continuous Monitoring Approach, USOAP-CMA, in 2016. Additionally, he had represented the ICAO Asia Pacific Regional Office in assistance missions for Southeast Asia as ANS subject matter expert. Noor Izzar bin Baharin, Deputy CEO, Operations. Noor Izzar bin Baharin carries with him more than 37 years of experience in the aviation industry, where he spent 35 years as an air traffic controller since June 1985. He was transferred to DCA headquarters in 2000 as Principal Assistant Director, Search and Rescue, and he had served in various positions in the air traffic management sector before his appointment as the Division Director. Throughout his service in air traffic management sector, he has contributed significantly to the growth and development of search and rescue (SAR) operations in the country. He was entrusted to head and lead the search operations as search mission coordinator in various SAR operations, including the search for MH370. During his time in air traffic management sector, Izzar was deeply involved in the planning of Air Traffic Service (ATS) and head the communications, navigation and surveillance, air traffic management (CNS, ATM) modernization project for the country. The main objective of this project is to provide Malaysia with air navigation service systems with competitive capacity based on current global standards and changes in aviation technology, and to reduce current performance limitations and obstacles while meeting stakeholders' needs. This project procures a new air traffic control system to be installed in new air traffic control center to enable the provision of air traffic control services with coverage of service areas nationwide in the central and regional sectors with various flight control towers. The various sub-projects are consistent with the operational plans for this project. For to his leadership and strategic foresight, Izzar was appointed as the Deputy Chief Executive Officer, Operations, of CAAM on 27 July 2020. Captain Noor Azman bin Mahmood, Flight Operations, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Captain Noor Azman Mahmood carries with him more than 29 years of experience in the aviation industry. His illustrious career includes flying multiple fleets of B-737, B-747 and A-330 aircraft, and was the first pilot in Malaysia to be rated on the A-350 aircraft. Captain Noor Azman first attained his pilot wings in 1990 and began his flying career with the country's national carrier, Malaysia Airlines, in 1991. He received training from the Civil Air Training Academy Australia and was later seconded to the Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, in 2005. During his extensive career with Malaysia Airlines, he had served as an examiner for B-737, A-330 and A-350 aircraft and fleet captain wide body. He was appointed as the Chief Pilot Fleet Operations of Flight Operations at Malaysia Airlines from 2017 to 2020, where he was responsible for leading the efficiency of line operations and contributed in enhancing the flight operations process via technology transformation. Captain Noor Azman is currently the Director of Flight Operations of CAAM. In this position, he leads the division with four pillars of strategies, namely, digital transformation, documentation, training, and collaboration to revolutionize CAAM in line with its vision to be the world's leading aviation authority. Nasiruddin bin Zainal Abidin, Air Traffic Management, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Nasiruddin Zainal Abidin first joined the Department of Civil Aviation (DCA) back in 1984 as an air traffic controller right after graduating from the University of Technology of Malaysia, where he studied civil engineering. He attended all the necessary courses and had served several ATC towers and air traffic control center in Peninsular Malaysia as an air traffic controller and senior air traffic controller. Among other positions he held includes EPO DCA Manager, KLATCC Watch Manager, KLATCC Chief of Airspace and Procedures, ATCC Deputy Director and Deputy Director, Operations, of Air Traffic Management, ATM, before assuming the current position as the Director of Air Traffic Management on 2 September 2020. Nasiruddin still retains his approach surveillance rating at KLATCC and clocks a minimum of 24 hours of operational duties each month. During his tenure, he has been involved in various projects such as new Ipoh Airport development, setting up of Johor Surveillance App Unit, KLIA-2 Air Traffic Management Operations Plan, ATMOP, project, new KLATCC Project Management Team, KK4 Upgrading Projects and also chairs the new KLATCC ORAT Team. He represented Malaysia in a few task force groups under ICAO Regional Office, co-chairs a number of bilateral ATM meetings with adjacent state and ATM. Nasiruddin takes the leadership role in driving the ATM division to realize CAAM's mission in ensuring safe, efficient and professional air traffic services within Malaysia airspace, regionally and globally. Colin Joshua Melling, Airworthiness. Colin Joshua Melling's career in aviation started in 1989 when he graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Aerospace Engineering and Bachelor of Science in Aeronautics, Aircraft Maintenance Engineering, from St. Louis University, Missouri, USA. While studying for his bachelor degree programs, he also obtained a FAA Airframe and Powerplant A&P mechanic license. This strong educational background and qualification have equipped him with a good understanding and knowledge of both worlds, i.e. aircraft design and maintenance. In the year 2001, he pursued a master's degree in aircraft airworthiness and aviation safety at the French National University for Civil Aviation, ENAC, École Nationale de l'Aviation Civile, Toulouse, France. He completed a 6-month internship program at Airbus, Toulouse. Colin joined DCA in September 1991 as an aircraft surveyor attached to the Flight Calibration Unit, Subang Airport. In 1994, he was transferred to the Airworthiness Division to support the design certification and engineering functions. A seasoned aviation professional with close to 30 years of experience in CAAM, he is well-rounded, result-oriented and has a passion for process improvement. In September 2020, he was appointed as Director of Airworthiness and leading an experienced cross-functional team who are highly motivated and committed to their work to ensure that safety is the top priority. Suresh A. LVB Menon. CAAM Peninsular Malaysia. Suresh Menon first joined the civil service as a trainee air traffic controller in 1984. In his career spanning over 35 over years, he's held a wide range of roles in air traffic management, ATM. From 1985 to 2008, he mainly worked in an air traffic control tower with experience in en route procedural control. His early career saw him involved as an OJT trainer, training officer, ATM checks and standards officer and in safety management systems, SMS. During his tenure as an SMS officer, he oversaw the training needs for over 700 ATC staff countrywide between the year 2005 to 2009. Since 2009, he has been actively involved in CNS ATM project management and was appointed as the project manager for CNS ATM matters in CLIA 2 Air Traffic Control Tower project and currently appointed as a project member for the new Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. In 2018, Suresh was given the trust to steer the operations in KLIA Control Tower as Deputy Director of Operations, regulating 130 ATCOs, 3 control towers, systems, procedures, training and projects. In 2020, he was promoted to his current position as CAAM Regional Director of Peninsular Malaysia. Dr. Zainal Fuad bin MD Wahi. Aerodrome Standards. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Dr. Zainal Fuad bin MD Wahi carries with him more than 30 years of experience in the aviation industry, stamping his mark with his profound leadership and dynamism. He received his early education at Sultan Abdullah Primary School in Kuantan before continuing his secondary education at Victoria Institution Kuala Lumpur. After obtaining his first degree in veterinary medicine, he went on to Cranfield University in United Kingdom where he completed his Master's of Science in Aviation Management. Upon his return to Malaysia, he joined DCA in 1987 as an air traffic control officer and has worked in various divisions within DCA. Thereafter, he was appointed as the Director of Aerodrome Standards in 2005, a position he still holds to this day. Throughout his time in DCA, before the transformation to CAAM in 2018, Dr. Zainal has contributed significantly to the growth and development of airports, more specifically, ensuring the safety and efficiency operations for public safety in the vicinity of aerodromes. He pioneered and launched the aerodrome certification program that escalated international airports and domestic airports in Malaysia to international standards. Subsequently, he was entrusted to provide technical assistance for the implementation of similar program in neighboring countries. On top of that, he also introduced the airport standard directives that outlines required standards and recommended practices to be consistently applied and adapted in provision of infrastructure and facilities for the achievement of required service levels at airports in Malaysia. Apart from that, Dr. Zainal also encouraged and facilitated the establishment of airstrips for general aviation and aviation sports purposes when these aviation activities were no more possible to be efficiently accommodated at commercial airports. Sungai Rambai Aerodrome and Burnham River Aerodrome are among those airstrips, while existing airstrips at Sungai Tiong, Pahang, Sitiawan, Perak and Segamat, Johor are some others that are recognized as potential airstrips for general aviation. With his vast experience in aerodrome operations, Dr. Zainal holds the position as chairman of the National Airport Facilitation Committee, where he is responsible for the policies and implementation of interagency coordination for the efficient processing of passengers at airports whilst effectively managing aviation security, passenger services and border control. Besides that, he is also the chairman of the National Airport Wildlife Hazard Committee. In this position, he is responsible for the policies and the implementation of interagency coordination for the control and mitigation of risks created by wildlife that are detrimental to safe aircraft operations at airports in Malaysia. Hud bin Mustafa, CAAM Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. Hud Mustafa began his career as an air traffic controller (ATC) in 1983 upon graduating from University Teknologi Malaysia. He had attended and completed all the ATC and aviation-related courses throughout the years of his service and had served at Alor Setar and Johor Bahru Airport. He also previously served as Subang Tower Manager, an ATC examiner as well search and rescue mission coordinator. He was appointed as head of KL Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Center for Kuala Lumpur Flight Information Region (KLFIR) in 2014 and has been based in Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center (KLATCC) in Subang since 1994. He holds a valid approach radar rating for KL Terminal Control Area (TMA) and is still an active ATC. He had previously presented Malaysia in various bilateral aviation consultative meeting with neighboring countries. Hud specialized in ATC operational duties throughout his 37 years of service with DCA and CAAM. He was appointed as director of Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center in 2020. As the director of KLATCC, he is responsible for the provision of air traffic control services within KLFIR to all of CAAM's stakeholders. With the strength of almost 300 controllers working throughout the year, he hopes to transform KLATCC into the best air traffic control center in the region by providing a safe and efficient conduct of flight within KLFIR. Muhammad Hafiz bin Salah, Aviation Security, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Muhammad Hafiz bin Salah was first appointed as the Director of Aviation Security (AVSEC) in September 2020. Prior to this position, he was the Principal Assistant Director, responsible for the airline unit and organizational development. He first joined public service in 2003 with the Department of Civil Aviation (DCA) Malaysia and later CAAM. Hafiz graduated with a Bachelor of Social Science, International Relations from University Malaysia Sabah and obtained a Diploma in Public Administration from Institut Teknologi Mara. He had previously participated in the Seminar on Aviation Security under the International Cooperation Program of the Government of Japan. Throughout his career in aviation security and transporting dangerous goods by air, Hafiz has led a range of large transformation projects on civil aviation security regulation with a strong focus on rebuilding AVSEC and transporting dangerous goods by air, as well as organizational cultures on delivering meaningful and long-term performance. His main concern is to ensure AVSEC's competitiveness and advancement and the combination of educational, experience and enforcement mechanisms that needs to be integrated. He also looks into the efficient and effective operations of regulated entities and proceed all matters in the field of aviation security and the transportation of dangerous goods by air. Rotizid bin Arifin, Air Navigation Services Standards. Rotizid bin Arifin was appointed as the Director of Air Navigation Services Standards Division of CAAM on 2 September 2020. He holds a diploma in land survey from University Technology Malaysia. He first began his career in Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, in 1983 as an air traffic controller. He has served various divisions in DCA over the period of 37 years, such as the airport manager of Lahad Datu Airport, chief of Kuala Lumpur Aeronautical Search and Rescue Coordination Center, instructor of Malaysia Aviation Academy, aerodrome operations inspector of Airport Standards Division and deputy director of Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center. He is a multi-rated air traffic control officer and a qualified search and rescue mission coordinator. He still holds a valid air traffic control license and ratings. He is also a former vice chairman of Aerodrome Operations and Planning Subgroup, ICAO Asia and Pacific Region. Ling Sui Ing, CAAM Sawawak. Ling Sui Ing's career in aviation spans 33 years after joining the Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, back in 1988 as an air traffic controller, ATC. Upon graduating with a Bachelor of Science from University Kebangsaan Malaysia in 1986, he briefly taught at SMK Vocational Betong, Sarawak before pursuing a career in aviation. A highly trained ATC, Ling holds an aerodrome control rating, approach control, non-radar rating, area control, non-radar rating, area radar rating as well as approach radar rating. Prior to his current position, Ling rose up the rank by being promoted as the supervisor of Kuching Air Traffic Control Center to Principal Assistant Director, then the Deputy Director of Kuala Lumpur Air Traffic Control Center before assuming his current position as the Regional Director of CAAM Sarawak since 2011. Under his tremendous leadership, CAAM Sarawak's operation has improved by leaps and bounds and continues to provide one of the best air service navigation to operators. Captain Jamaluddin Tambi Chik, Flight Calibration, Jonli Bin Idek, CAAM Sabah, Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. Jonli Bin Idek was appointed as the Regional Director of CAAM Sabah on 1 January 2018. He attended University of Wisconsin-Madison, USA, majoring in geology and geophysics. As a student of earth sciences with a deep interest in nature, he spent some time traveling to British Columbia, Yukon Territory and Alaska and a summer with the Native Americans in the Navajo Nation. After graduating with a Bachelor of Science in 1985, he worked briefly at the Geology Department in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah. In 1987 he embarked on a career in civil aviation by joining the Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, as a Cadet Air Traffic Control Officer, ATCO. From there on, he obtained ratings as aerodrome, approach, area radar controller and qualified as a SAR mission coordinator. He has accumulated many years of experience as an ATCO, watch manager, chief check officer and ATC investigation officer at Kota Kinabalu ATCC. He represented DCA Malaysia at various ICAO regional meetings on air traffic management. In 2002 he was appointed as the DCA manager, Kota Kinabalu, where he oversaw the transitioning of the old DCA tower operation to its present location. In 2011 he was appointed as the deputy director Region 1, Peninsular, and was based in Subang until 2015. In this position, he chaired, amongst other tasks, the DCA ISO Committee for ISO, IEC 27001-2005 certification in 2014 and attended the Crisis Management and Contingency Planning at GTC Training, United Kingdom in September 2014. Jonli returned to Sabah in 2015 and assumed the position of Deputy Director and subsequently as Acting Director in 2017. In 2018 he was appointed as Regional Director and saw the transition of DCA to CAAM Sabah as it is today. John Lee has a deep personal conviction in the preservation of nature as he believes the natural assets that we have today are borrowed from future generations. He intends to spread that passion amongst the staff of CAAM Sabah. D.G. City Noor Jahan Binti Ag Mode Safi. Management Services. D.G. City Noor Jahan Binti Ag Mode Safi is currently the Director of Management Services, which oversees human resource management, asset management, information and communication technology, development and project management, procurement and training. She graduated from Université Tanaga Nasional in 2002 with a bachelor degree in business administration, HANS. D.G. City Noor Jahan began her career in civil service in 2003 as assistant director at the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. She was later promoted as principal assistant director at the Ministry of Education before moving to Economic Planning Unit, Prime Minister's Department. Among her many expertise includes public policy, human capital development, community development, education, social science and consumer protection. Known for her humble, kind and exemplary leadership, D.G. City Noor Jahan is a master holder in consumer science with extensive experience in various fields. Prior to joining CAAM, she was the Deputy Director, Community Development, Social Services Division at the Ministry of Economic Affairs. Since her appointment into CAAM, she has brought massive improvements to the day-to-day management process for CAAM and continues to bring change for the better. Khairul Aamali bin Ismail, Malaysia Aviation Academy. Khairul Aamali bin Ismail was appointed as the Director of Malaysia Aviation Academy, MAVA, on 2 September 2020. He first joined the Department of Civil Aviation, DCA, Malaysia in 1995 and obtained all ATC ratings in 2003. Prior to his appointment, he served as the permanent representative of Malaysia on the Council of ICAO in Montreal from September 2017 until March 2020. He was elected as the Vice Chairman of Technical Cooperation Committee, Member of Air Transport Committee, Montreal Group, Forum Group and Edward Warner Award Committee. During his tenure, Malaysia garnered the highest number of votes since 2007 in the election of an ICAO council member seat for the term of 2019 to 2022. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. He is vastly experienced in CNS, ATM, HR and operations matters where he holds several multidisciplinary assignments. He has represented DCA at various levels at bilateral and multilateral meetings and symposiums. Khairul has a holistic understanding of the aviation industry and in-depth experience on diverse aviation project management and operations. He holds a bachelor degree, HANS, of science fishery from University Putra Malaysia. His vision for MAVA is to become a hub on all aspects of civil aviation training through systematic and comprehensive approach. Ida Nurdiana binti Che Kamaralzaman. Legal Advisor. Mode Fadli bin Abid Hadi. Finance Management. Mode Fadli bin Abid Hadi has an extensive experience in various fields from both private and public sector, ranging from quality management, government procurement, public administration and finance. Before joining the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, CAAM, he had almost 12 years' experience in public sector holding multiple positions in the Ministry of Home Affairs, Department of Immigration, and Department of Civil Aviation, and had also been given the opportunity to serve in Diplomatic Corps from 2011 to 2012 where he held the role of Immigration Attaché at the Malaysia High Commission in Islamabad. A certified ISO 9001 auditor himself, he played a key role in the migration process of immigration's quality management system from ISO 9001-2000 to IS 09001-2008. Currently, he holds a crucial task in assisting CAAM in the area of finance operation and its related functions. Fadli's strong background in computing and experience in finance and quality management provides him the required knowledge to effectively perform his role. Fadli graduated second class upper in BSc. Computer Science, Software Engineering, from University Putra Malaysia and had also obtained his post-degree diploma in public administration from the National Institute of Public Administration, INTAN. A firm believer in the importance of continuous learning, he had attended various courses throughout his career, notably Leadership in Finance, Harvard Business School, and Civil Aviation Authority Senior Management course organized by IATA. Narelia Anis Binti A. Flat Rahim. Corporate Communications. Nick Masidi bin Nick Haran at Nick Arif. Integrity. More from this section. Our team clients charter state safety program about us history and milestone.